Attorney General McCollum has gotten endorsements from top Republicans across the country, from Mitt Romney to Jeb Bush. In a crowded burger joint earlier today, McCollum said he's confident that voters will look beyond labels like career politician when they go to the polls tomorrow.
Well, you know, Dick Armey said when he endorsed me at FreedomWorks, my former colleague, that I was Tea Party before there was a Tea Party. I think voters are angry because they hear somebody running for office say one thing and then do something after they're elected. And they want a government that taxes less, spends less, and creates more opportunities. And that's what I stand for. That's what I've stood for all my life. I'm proud of my record in public service that shows these qualities as Attorney General, as a congressman, and in the Navy JAG Corps.
McCollum's major primary opponent is Rick Scott. He's a wealthy political newcomer who, according to reports filed with the Florida Division of Elections, has spent $39 million to fund his own campaign. Scott's ads accused McCollum of being a Tallahassee insider and gave him a lead in the polls throughout primary season. McCollum said money shouldn't determine the outcome of an election.
Well, in my heart and now in my mind, I believe the voters of Florida would never want to elect somebody simply because of the money they spent. The governor's office is not for sale. We have an important message that's out there right now. This election is about our children and our grandchildren and making Florida a better place for them.
One of Scott's attack ads, which he refuses to take off the air despite the state GOP's requests, connects McCollum with former party chair Jim Greer, who fell from grace amid charges of corruption. McCollum said the accusations in the ad are patently not true.
And as soon as I learned he committed anything that even remotely looked like something criminal, I turned it over to law enforcement authorities, and our statewide prosecutors prosecute him right now. I did exactly what I think every voter would want me to do.
The attorney general now has a 4-point lead in the polls. Today, McCollum said polls always fluctuate and that he trusts he'll be the GOP nominee for governor because of how critical this year's general election is to his party.
I think that the Republicans in this state are going to look to me as the leader of the party when I'm the nominee because we're going to have a really important election. Alex Sink and I have very big differences. President Obama and the Republicans have very big differences. I'm the one who's led the charge against Obamacare and filed a lawsuit about it. I think a lot of the debate in this election is going to be about issues, about where we go with our state, education, water, you know, all the things that are important to Florida. So I'm confident we'll have a unified Republican Party.
The big question about McCollum is whether or not he can compete financially with the presumptive Democratic nominee, Alex Sink, who has more than $7 million in campaign funds in the bank. McCollum said he's confident that once the primaries are over, GOP momentum ahead of the November 2nd general election should inspire Republican voters to contribute to his campaign.
I'm really not worried about the fundraising. When we wake up tomorrow morning, the morning after, I should say, we're going to find that we have the ability to raise whatever funds we really need. This is a whole different ballgame at that point. The people who are really interested in this race are going to be involved. I'm sure they're going to contribute, and we'll be as well stocked as possible for that race.
More than a dozen supporters came out to the event. One of these was a heart surgeon who identified himself as Dr. Vijay. He said part of the reason he supports the attorney general was that he has an intimate knowledge of the way Scott handled Columbia HCA, Scott's former company that paid a record $1.7 billion fine in the wake of fraud charges.
And I built up the strongest open heart surgery program in the entire state. When Columbia took it over, it was a mess. And the mighty dollar was more important than patient care. So I saw it with my own eyes.
Plant City Republican Mike McAllister is also on tomorrow's GOP primary ballot for governor. Democrat Brian Moore faces Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink in tomorrow's Democratic primary. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.